ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक्पाणिश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः समवेदीये केनोपनिषदि चतुर्थः मन्त्रः द्वितीयः खण्डे चतुर्थः मन्त्रः. द सेकेण्ड् मन्त्रास् मीनिङ्ग् इस् ओवर् नौ वि आर् सीयिङ्ग् भगवत्पादास् वेरियस् व्यूस् आफ् वेरियस् सिस्टम्स् आलरेडि ही ईज़िलि रेफ्यूटेड् भर्तृप्रपञ्चास् व्यू अण्ड् आल्सो वैशेषिकास् व्यू. नौ वि आर् सीयिङ्ग् ब्रीफ्लि, इट् डज़न्ट् एलाबरेट् आन् इट्, वेरि ब्रीफ्लि हि मेन्शन्स् also Yogacara Buddha's view, and we know, we have seen this already. For him, the manifested consciousness alone is reality. That manifested consciousness is a fleeting consciousness because it goes along with the manifesting medium, the thought. Therefore, the consciousness is the knower of itself. Consciousness is the knower. Exactly like how Bhartrupapancha says consciousness is the knower, and Vaiseshika says consciousness is the, not consciousness, Atma is the knower. But here, he at least he talks, he doesn't say Atma is inert matter like others do. For him, Atma is consciousness, but consciousness is fleeting consciousness. Momentary consciousness. But Atma is this knower of itself. So consciousness does not have the status of being the knower of itself, does not have the status of being the being known by itself or known by something else also. It means consciousness somehow is not the object of knowledge, nor is the knower subject of knowledge. In fact, the reality is itself is consciousness, which is of nature of knowing. This we understood very well. So as we, I'm going to go straight away to the portion where we left. Quickly we finished today. So we saw yesterday, Bauddha Pakshe. Bauddha Pakshaha means what? In the view of a Buddhist. In a Bauddha's view, Swasamvedyatayam, when it is accepted that Atma has the status of being an object of knowledge of itself, which means Atma is known by itself. Swasamvedyata means Atma is known by itself. Swasamvedyatayam, when it is accepted that Atma has the status of being known by itself, then what happens? Kshana bhanguratvam niratmakatvam cha vijnanasya syat. So Bhagavad Pada points out the error. What is the error here? Vijnanam here means the pure consciousness. The pure consciousness will have the status of being transient, I mean momentary. Kshana bhanguratvam. So for us, the reality is of nature of consciousness implied by the term Atma, and is what a kshana bhanguratvam means, transitoriness. Kshana bhanguratvam, that will be the defect. If Atma has transitoriness, if Atma has a status of being transitory, then there's no permanent Atma. So this is the defect one. then niratmatvam. There won't be atma at all, first of all. If at all is atma, atma will be transitory. There's no permanent atma. There's no permanent self. Then niratmakattam, because atma is constantly, there's a flowing consciousness, fleeting consciousness is atma. There's no atma. Niratmakattam is what? So, vijnana is niratmakattam syat. So the consciousness cannot have the status of being a permanent atma. So we'll lose the status of being an atma. Then it will also be transitory. It will be impermanent. These are the defects. Having said that, and so this Yogacara Buddha's view is opposed to Vedic vision, Vedantic vision. What does Vedanta Shastram say? Look at this. See, a Vaidika is the one who accepts Vedashastram as the Pramanam. Once you accept Vedashastram as the Pramanam, and we have to take Veda, what Veda says is the correct, isn't it? Therefore, Nahi Vijnatuhu Vijnatehe Viprilopaha Vidyate. This is a mantra from Brahmanic Upanishad. I told you many times, this same quote, the same mantra we came across many times in many occasions. And one of the important mantras quoted by Shankaracharya quite often. What is it? Vijnatuhu vijnatehe nahi viparilopaha vidyate. Viparilopaha na vidyate. Viparilopaha means what? Loss. Okay? Destruction or loss is not there at all. Viparilopaha na vidyate. Loss of what? Here, vijnatehe viparilopaha. Vijnatihi means the knowing nature. Knowingness is vijnatihi. So, vijnatuhu means the knower. For no, see, there's no loss at all of the knowing power of the knower. That's the meaning. Vijnatuhu means the knower's knowing power does not have any loss. Mean what? There's no loss at all of the knowing power of the knower reality. Which means the knowing power, the jnana shakti, is the surupam of the reality. Jnana shakti is jnana surupam of the reality. It is no loss at all. It means knowing power is surupam. We call it knowing power as surupam because it's a permanent nature. Jnana shakti, knowing power, is permanent nature. That's why we say reality, the abstract formless reality, is ever of the nature of knowing. Because vijnatehe viprilopaha na vidyate. So vijnatuhu vijnatehe viprilopaha na vidyate. There is no loss at all of the knowing power of the knower reality, the consciousness, the reality. Why? Avinashitvad. Because it has the status of being indestructible. The knowing power is indestructible. Because of the indestructibility of the knowing power, there's no such a thing called, there's no loss at all of the knowing power of the knower. This is one. So, this is what Upanishad says. So, we Vaidikas, we who accept Vedashastram as the Pramanam, go by what Vedashastram says. Not only we simply go by what Vedashastram says, we also, Vedashastram teaches us how to analyze and understand this fact of the absolute indestructibility of the Atma, the reality. The next quote is from Mundakopanishad. Nityam vibham sarvagatam. There, in Mundakopanishad also, the nature of the reality, Brahman, is said to be what? Nityam. Nityam means what? Nityam means that which has no beginning, that which has no end. Eternal means beginningless, endless. Not only beginning is endless, changeless also. So beginningless means what is causeless. Causeless means independent. So the reality is always there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, causelessly. Therefore it is eternal, timeless. So timeless means it must be always there. But whereas what Buddhists say, kshanam, kshanikam. Whereas Vedanta Shastram says, not kshanikam, it is timeless. See the big difference. Reality, abstract, formless reality is consciousness. Is not an attribute. It is not an action. It is very sarupam. It is permanent in the nature. That is how reality is in the form of consciousness and which is timeless. It is not something which comes and goes momentary. Consciousness. Then sarvagatam, it is all pervasive. Not only time-wise limitless, it is spatially also is limitless. Which means what? Because spatially limitless means there's no place where it is not, there's no time when it is not, and such a reality alone appears as everything, therefore vibhu. Vividham bhati, viseshena bhati, vidham bhati iti vibhu. So reality is vibhu, the one and the only timeless, all-pervasive reality alone shines as everything. Which means the permanence, indestructibility and everlasting nature of reality is revealed by all these words. It is not kshanikam. Therefore, Acharya is going to say, Yogachara Bauddhas view is opposed to Vedantic vision of the reality. Then one more quote, beautiful quote, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad quote. Sava Yeshaha Mahan Ajaha Atma Atma Jaro Maro Mrito Bhayaha. Sava Yesha Mahan Ajaha Atma Jaro Maro Mrito Bhayaha. You have to chant it, okay? Savayesha mahanaja atma jaro maro mrito bhayaha. Savayesha mahanaja atma jaro maro mrito bhayaha. You break it. Sahava yeshaha. Not sava. Sahava. That absolute reality. The only self of the whole jagat is here, Eshaha, obtaining as the nearest self. When you come out, both pronouns, Saha and Eshaha. When you look at the reality of the only reality of the whole cosmos, everything that is here, Saha. And that only self of the whole cosmos is the self of every individual, obtaining as the nearest self, Eshaha. What is this? Mahan. There's nothing greater than this all-pervasive, timeless reality. Atma. So Mahan. Great. Because the only reality which lends existence to everything, Mithya. Mahan. Then Ajaha. Ajaha. Then Ajaha. Unborn. Birthless. Beginningless. So beginninglessness means what? Causeless. Therefore independent. And it is timeless. Therefore it's also endless. Then Mahan Ajaha Atma. The word Atma, this great birthless, beginningless reality implied by the term Atma because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Atma Ajaraha. Not subject to old age. Not subject to decay. So, undecaying. Ajaraha, amaraha. Amaraha. So, amrutaha. Both words are there. What does it mean? So, amaraha. not subject to death, change, so changeless, amritahai, absolutely immortal, not subject to any destruction in any form. So amaraha, immortal, amritaha, absolutely indestructible. Not subject to any change whatsoever. Abhayaha, and the only source of fearlessness, abhayaha, fearless. Consciousness has no fear. Fear is a phenomenon which exists in consciousness, but Atma is free from fear. This is what is the nature of the reality. This abstract formless reality, the one and the only reality of the whole, obtaining as the reality of every individual, as the nearest self, is of this nature, according to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This is the nature of the Atma, uniformly revealed by all the Upanishads. Therefore, ityadyaha shrutayaha badheran. So, this, if we accept this kshana bhangurattam niratmakattam, the nature of the reality, according to Bauddha, we accept it then, that is what now, so Bauddha's view, Bauddha's contention is contradicted by Upanishadic vision, revealed by these statements. So ityadyaha shrutayaha. So there's so many statements such as these, only few are given here. All of them will be contradicted by Bauddha's view. Badhiran. Okay, finished. With this, Bauddha's view is over. We don't need to know really much. The following statement, Bhagavatpada presents actually, it's not a commentary. Bhagavatpada mentions is a view of a yoga philosopher. Actually, it is taken to be the view of a yoga philosopher, because exactly whose view it is not known. But there is such a view, very strong view amidst many philosophers. And of course, the yoga philosopher also accepts it. Therefore, it is taken as a yoga philosopher's view. This is the last one. With this, Bhagavatpada stops mentioning others' views. Okay. So here, the pratibodha shabda, the meaning of the word pratibodham. Pratibodha, what does it mean? So it has been made very clear, the abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, which is recognizable when it is discerned from every thought and every cognition, and distinctly known. It is that then only it is this, that's what is Atmajnanam. That's the only way of understanding the reality. Once when you, this a pratibodha means what? In every cognition, in every experience, that which obtains as the very truth of every experience, the existence of experience is the consciousness. That is the meaning according to Vedanta Shastram. According to Vedantic vision revealed in the Upanishad. But here, how it is taken by the yoga philosopher. And this in yoga has the other views also, but this is also one of the views of a yoga philosopher. And it is called Nirnimitta Jnanam. Please make a note. Nirnimitta Jnanam or Nirnimitta Bodha. Nirnimitta Bodha means what? Nimitta means dependence, requirement. When knowledge of the truth rises just by itself without requiring any means of knowledge. When there happens a flash of experience or flash of knowledge. Something flashes suddenly without the requirement of any means of knowledge. Then the knowledge is said to be nirnimitta jnanam. There's no nimittam. No pramanam is operated. In fact, every day in sleep, there is nirnimitta bodaha. Without operating any pramanam. No pramanam is there. All sense powers are closed. No perception is possible. No other means of energy is used. Still there is jnanam. What is that jnanam? Knowledge of the total ignorance. Knowledge of the bliss experience is there. Still that jnanam is there. That experience is, that's why we talk about it with deep sleep state as an experience, state of experience. Even then we have this jnanam. And there, who is the knower? That knower, that there also there's reality. Their reality alone is by its knowing what is, by its mere presence, by its very nature. That's how we understand knowing is the sarupam of the reality. It's not an action. Without any pramanam, without any means of knowledge, without any effort, by its mere presence, whatever is there is known. It illumines whatever is there. The mental condition is exposed to it, it illumines. Because knowing is its nature. But here, nirnimitta jnanam means suddenly it rises. And it is known as intuitive knowledge. Intuitive knowledge. There are many people who love this idea of intuition. See, intuitions are possible. We do not deny the intuitions. But intuition also is some experience, that's all. Intuitions are not denied. Many people might have had some flashes of experiences. They can't even explain sometimes what it is. It is not, we do not, Shastram does not deny any experience. Subjectively, any experience is possible. At the same time, any experience need not be given too much of importance. Why? It is experience. It came and went, that's all, finished. It's called intuitive knowledge or intuition. People mistake intuition for Atmajnanam, Brahmajnanam. No, that intuitive knowledge is not Brahmajnanam. It's just an experience. So, this intuitive jnanam is said to be what? Nirnimitta bodhaha or nirnimittam jnanam. Okay. So, this patibodhaha is taken to be nirnimitta jnanam is taken to be patibodha by those people. Their expression is the same, but their interpretation is different. So, you know, Acharya wants to show this. It's also wrong. See, two important things you remember. This abstract formless reality, formless, abstract, subtlest. I always use these three words. Reality is timeless, all-pervasive. It's always there, everywhere there. But the reality is of the nature of knowing. Because it knows its knowing is Swarupa. That is, that reality is non-recognizable when it is not manifested. So that reality, knowing is Swarupam, therefore it is meant by the word Swarupam Jnanam. In fact, Jnanam itself is enough. Jnanam, Vijnanam. Means Vijnanam Brahma. It's pure reality alone is implied by the term Jnanam or Vijnanam because its nature is knowing. But we add this word Swarupam. Swarupam Jnanam. Swarupa Jnanam. Why we add Swarupam Jnanam? To distinguish it from Vritti Jnanam. There's something called Vritti Jnanam, that's also Swarupam Jnanam. Vritti Jnanam is what now? Experience, a cognition, knowledge, the reality, abstract reality in the presence of the Vritti. In the presence of the Vritti is what? Vritti Jnanam. In the presence of the Vritti, reality, same consciousness is said to be Vritti Jnanam. But a Vritti Jnanam is what now? Knowledge of an object. Vritti Jnanam is knowledge of a given object. Is Vritti Jnanam. Vritti, the object will change, Vritti will change. Therefore, the cognition also will be different. But the consciousness obtaining in every Vritti, knowing the Vritti, illumining the Vritti is the same. Illumining the Vritti by its mere presence, it knows because of its nature of knowing, that is the same. So when you discern the reality from the Vritti, what is what? Swarupam Jnanam. In every Vritti Jnanam, in all the changing variable Vritti Jnanam's cognitions, we have invariably present consciousness, which is Swarupam. So Swarupa Jnanam is there invariably in every Vritti Jnanam. So Vritti Jnanam is a knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. Knowledge of a given object is Vritti Jnanam. So Vritti Jnanam comes and goes because Vritti comes and goes, whereas Swarupa Jnanam is there permanently. Swarupa Jnanam is there in every Vritti Jnanam without any change and making the Vritti Jnanam possible. This you have to remember. So, Nirnimitta Jnanam also, any intuition rises also, happens also, definitely comes and goes. Comes and goes means it's also Vritti Jnanam only. That should not be, need not be taken as what? The truth. Therefore, here it is said, Yat Punaha. So, Bhagavad Pada very briefly mentions, Yat Punaha Pratibodha Shabdena Nirnimittaha Bodhaha Pratibodhaha. So, the word Nirnimittaha Bodhaha, I told you, Nimitta means a dependence or requirement. Nirnimitta Bodhaha means the knowledge or experience which flashes without the requirement of any pramanam, in the absence of pramanam also. When the pramanam is not operated also, is known as intuitive cognition, intuitive knowledge. Nirnimittaha Bodhaha is taken to be the meaning of the word Pratibodhaha by some philosophers. And he says, see, Yatha Suptasya Iti Artham Parikalpayanti. Suptasya Iti Artham Parikalpayanti. Yatha Suptasya. So they also explain Parikalpayanti here means they explain this Yatha Suptasya. Suptaha means who? Suptaha is the one who is asleep. When a person is fast asleep, all pramanams, all five sense powers are resolved. Because mind itself is non-functional, thoughts are not there. So there's no possibility of any pratyaksham jnanam. Direct perception cannot happen. Therefore, perception is not there means then no other pramanam, no other means of knowledge can be operated because all other means of knowledge, all other pramanams are dependent on the perception. Perception itself is not possible. Therefore, other means of knowledge also cannot be operated. Then, suptasya. Then what happens there also? There is jnanam. There's still there. There is some experience. So they explain how in deep sleep state, when the mind is non-functional, the pramanams are not operated, all the thoughts are resolved, still knowledge is possible. Still knowledge takes place. Without the requirement of pramanam also, knowing is possible in deep sleep state. But that we say what? Because the nature of the Atma. In the same way, in the waking state also, that's what they explain. Sakrat vijnanam pratibodaha iti apare yatha suptasya ityartham artham parikalpayanti sakrat vijnanam pratibodaha iti apare. So iti apare means some other philosophers, they take it sakrat vijnanam. Sudden one flash of knowledge. Pratibodha iti apare, which means they themselves giving example of deep sleep state experience. They say, but when does it happen, such jnanam? When a person is given to the discipline of practicing yoga, especially meditation. As a result of practicing meditation, in due course of time, it'll be possible for the meditator to have all his thoughts resolved. Pujya Swamiji used to say this quite often. In samadhi, we don't use the term samadhi here. Acharya does not mention the word samadhi at all here. When all the thoughts are resolved, so it is like a sleep. It's like sleep. Such experience is possible for a meditator. Otherwise, it is said to be samadhi experience. Then, it happens. And what pramanam used in that condition? No pramanam is operated. Without using any pramanam, when the thoughts are resolved as a result of practicing meditation, when there is a stillness of mind, there suddenly some experience happens, which they call pratibodaha. And they take it as what? Atmajnanam. Sakratvijnanam. It is instantaneous ecstasy. Instantaneous ecstasy a person has. Okay. But one frightening thing is, people may not try this because once a person who is given to the practice of meditation, and in his when he has a samadhi experience, in the samadhi experience, a person will have what? Instantaneous ecstasy. He has a sudden flash of that experience. But once a person has such experience, he has that jnanam, that is atmajnanam, that is the meaning of the word pratibodaha. This is nirnimitta jnanam, because without any pramanam, simply by resolving the thoughts as a result of meditation, one can have this. See, people still believe, practice meditation, put all the thoughts to sleep, make the mind non-functional, there will be flash of experience. People wait for experience, okay? And that experience is mistaken to be, that experience may be possible for some people, all the people may not have that experience. But still, even if that experience is possible also, it's only experience. It comes and goes. That experience is taken to be what now? meaning of the word Patibodha, which is Nirnimittam Jnanam. Something flashed. Nirnimittam Jnanam. As instantaneous ecstasy, instantaneously they have this. But, and those philosophers also believe strongly that after such an experience, the person will not be alive for long. So, this frightens people, okay? I mean, the physical death will happen soon after, soon means maybe after some such experience. These are belief. Don't ask me whether I know all these things, okay? This is the view. So maybe this must have, the very idea of object to death must have put people off from practicing it. I don't know. Okay, this what is the nirnimitta jnanam adinimittam ha bodaha. Okay. Then if you ask, what about the Vedanta Shastram talks about Jivan Mukti and then all those things. Really speaking, Atma, according to Vedanta Shastram, Atma is ever of the nature of freedom. Being free from limitations, being free from blemishes, impurities is the very nature of the Atma. Freedom is an everlasting swarup of the Atma. That is why we only discover freedom by discovering the reality. We discover freedom as the nature of the Atma. There is no attainment. So, what is Videha Mukti and Jivan Mukti? See, the person, even while living in his physical body itself, when he discovers the Atma, he discovers the freedom being one's own nature. He enjoys it. Even after the fall of the body, also the person will not be born again. Therefore, the Shastram uses the term Videha Mukti. Atma always has this Mukti, freedom as its very nature. Okay, but these people feel, people who are given to this idea of Nirnimitta Jnanam, I mean Nirnimitta Bodaha, intuitive knowledge, for them, there is no such a thing called Videha Mukti or Jivan Mukti, etc. They say, a person, after attaining this Nirnimitta Jnanam, and then he will not live very long. Once he dies, that he attains the freedom, which is freedom for them. Okay? Which means, once the Nirmitta Jnanam takes place, and that is the last knowledge. Nirmitta Jnanam, whoever has Nirmitta Jnanam will be the last knowledge. They have that Jnanam, that's all. These are their views. Okay. Sakrit Vijnanam, once it happens, that's all. That will be the last, final knowledge, final cognition. Okay. Having said that, Shankara Bhagavatpada comes. He says, Nirnimittaha, Sanimittaha, Sakridva, Asakridva, Pratibodaha, Evahi, Saha. Acharya says, come on, what is this? Whether Nirnimittaha Bodaha, whether the knowledge is instant knowledge, intuitive knowledge, and then Sanimittaha, even if a person attains, okay, any jnanam, also by any effort, it's Sanimittaha. Nirnimittaha means what? Without the operation of any pramanam, as a result of practicing meditation, if a person has sudden intuitive knowledge, it is Nirnimittaha Jnanam. Sanimittaha Bodaha means what? Knowledge which rises as a result of some effort. That is Sanimittaha Jnanam. Sakritva, asakritva, whether it happens once or many times. Pratibodha eva hi saha. He says, Brahman, the Atma, the absolute reality Atma is non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, pure consciousness attaining in every cognition. Only is Atma. That pure consciousness, timeless consciousness, permanent consciousness, which is there in every cognition, is Atma. In intuitive knowledge also there is consciousness, which is nirnimittaha, sanimittaha. Okay, we make some efforts, you know certain things. Whatever jnanam takes place, whatever cognition takes place, whatever knowledge takes place of anything, then that is only vritti jnanam. Nirnimittaha jnanam also is vritti jnanam. Sanimittaha bodha is also vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam is time bound, which comes and goes. Vritti jnanam, we only have, okay? Vritti jnanam should not be taken as jnanam. Yes, swarupa jnanam alone, the knowledge of the reality which is of nature of knowing alone is real jnanam. Knowledge of the reality which is of nature of knowing is jnanam, not knowledge which rises in the form of a thought. So nirnimitta jnanam also is only being experienced as vritti jnanam only. Sanimittam jnanam also is vritti jnanam. With the help of pramanam, without the help of the pramanam, whatever knowledge takes place, whether in meditate, in samadhi experience, during samadhi, when the mind is not functional, when the thoughts are not there, in sleep or in samadhi, the thoughts are not there, then knowledge takes place, still that's also vritti jnanam. Anything experienced, knowledge is what? Vritti jnanam only. Sanimittam jnanam. Okay, you make a lot of efforts to understand things, you understand. Sanimittam jnanam. Through the help of the pramanams, by efforts, if jnanam, right, knowledge takes place, that is sanimittam jnanam. All these jnanams, intuitive knowledge or instantaneous knowledge or sanimittam jnanam, any knowledge is vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam should not be taken for the reality. But what is reality then? The reality which obtains as the truth of in every vritti jnanam alone is Brahma. Is it clear? What he says? Pratibodha evahi saha means what? That Atma, the reality, is pratibodha, means the knowledge which obtains in every cognition is Atma. We should not take the cognition for the Atma. The reality obtaining in every cognition is Atma, which is Swarupa Jnanam. The cognition itself should not be taken for the Atma. Understand the difference? Is cognition Atma or the truth obtaining in the cognition Atma? Is it? So sanimittaha bodaha, nirnimittaha bodaha, sakrudva, asakrudva, pratibodaha yevahi saha. What does this sentence say? You can't make out a correct meaning. The abstract formless reality obtaining in every cognition in the form of pure consciousness, which is discerned from a thought alone, is Brahma, Atma, not any vritti jnanam. Whether it is nirnimittam, whether it is sanimittam, whether it, the knowledge which has risen using the pramanam by effort, or without any effort, without the pramanam also, jnanam rises means that knowledge, that experience is only time bound, comes and goes. Vritti jnanam should not be mistaken for Atma. It is swarupa jnanam. What is swarupa jnanam? The pure reality, pure consciousness which obtains in every vritti jnanam ఈజ్ ఆత్మ. అమృతత్వం అమరణ భావం. సి అమృతత్వం అమరణ భావం. వాట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాన్ హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ హియర్. సి ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ ది క్లియర్ విషన్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ, he must have discerned the reality, the permanently upping reality in all the impermanent cognitions, thoughts. And one must is claim that reality as one's own self. And that is Brahmajnana, it's Atmajnana. That's a, if a person has the knowledge of this reality, Swarupa Jnana, then he says the benefit. అమృతత్వం ఇస్ వాట్ ఇమ్మార్టాలిటీ. అమరణ భావం, అమరణ భావ, ఓకే, నాట్ బీయింగ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు ఎనీ చేంజ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ ఆల్సో. అమరణ భావ. స్వాత్మని అవస్థానం. Swatmani avasthana means abidance in one's own self. What now? Moksham. He yasmat vindate labhate. Vindate. Now, having commented upon all this, with this, actually with that, pratibodha yevahi saha, there ends Acharya's mention of others' views and their defects. Now, amrutattvam. He moves on to the next word. Vidya vindate mritam. Before that, he amrutattam hi vindate. Remember that word? So, all this now, until now we have seen what? After commenting upon the pratibodha viditam matam and presenting others' interpretations of pratibodha viditam matam and showing their defects, now Bhagavatpada begins his commentary on the other words of the mantra. Hi amrutattvam vindate. It is his Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam, by attaining which a person enjoys the benefit of the Jnanam. The benefit in terms of attainment of immortality. Is it clear? So Atma Jnana Phalam mentioned in the mantra is coming later on. Now we're moving on to the next part of the mantra. Okay. We were there too long. Where? Simply hanging around, seeing the meaning of Tvara Patibodha Viditam Matam alone. We have been there. He moves on to the next part of the mantra. Amritattvam. You know what? Amarana Bhavam. What is Amarana Bhavaha? Attainment of immortality means what? Being free from mortality. Does it mean that remaining physically in this world forever? No. Physically remaining in this world forever is impossible. Physical disintegration will definitely happen. That is the nature of the physical body, which is called relative destruction. Okay, one day, just as the tiny little body grows and going through many stages, finally becomes very old, subject to what now? Decay and it will fall apart, isn't it? It's very natural. We have to accept this. That is why there's no physical body will ever remain the same. From the time it is born, it has been going through different changes. One day it will be totally disintegrated. The total disintegration of the body, becoming elements, going back to its elemental condition. What? Panchatva praptihi, death. That is inevitable, unavoidable. That is what is the physical destruction, really relative destruction. But we are talking about the truth, the meaning of the word I. The meaning of the word I, if a person knows I, just as wave is water, I, the self, am abstract, formless, timeless, all pervasive, indestructible, immortal reality, consciousness, aham brahma asmi, And the person says, definitely a person distinguished, cognitively discerns the consciousness and claims it as for the self. Then he excludes the false, the body, mithya body imaginations complex. Then he is immortal, isn't it? Then attain immortal. Immortality is also nature. Therefore, only because of this jnanam, the claiming this pure consciousness as the self, a person discovers immortality as one's own nature. I have given all this in my notes, you have seen already. Therefore, amrutattvam, immortality, amrana bhavam, what does it mean? Immortality you can never attain. Why? It's already your nature. So what he says, swatmani avasthanam. What is attainment of immortality? Swatmani avasthanam. Abidance in one's own self. Abidance in one's own self means what? Claiming the abstract, formless, subtlest, most intangible consciousness alone as the content of I. Thereby seeing immortality being one's own nature is abundance in oneself, which is attainment of immortality. You must go to my notes which I'm sending. Do you find it useful what I'm sending? Okay. Swatmani avasthanam amoksham. He, yes, mati vindate, but it's only because of this. Okay. Swatmani avasthanam hi vindate. Vindate means labhate, a person gains. Does he gain it really? As though he gains. Yathoktat jnanat pratibodha apratibodha viditatmakat pratibodha apratibodha viditatmakat. The two different versions. In some places they say pratibodha and apratibodha. The place is only Pratibodha alone is there. I don't know which book you are following. Pratibodhat, Pratibodha viditat, viditatmakat, tasmat, Pratibodha viditameva matam, iti abhiprayaha. What he says, this Atmajnanam which has been mentioned here, what is this? Just seeing the thought, and including, of course, when the thought itself becomes object, is actually mithya. So only claiming the consciousness alone as the Atma, and seeing the nature of reality being immortal, how consciousness being one, all-pervasive, timeless, independent, is not subject to any change or death. Changeless. Being changeless is being deathless. Only from this jnanam, a person really gains freedom, which is otherwise said to be swatmani avasthanam. See, amrutattam is nothing but abidance in one's real nature. Aham brahma asmi, if it is clear, with a clear understanding, a person says, then it is swatmani avasthanam, which is amrana dharma, which is amrutattvam. Pratibodha, apratibodha, viditatmakat. Tasmat, pratibodha viditam eva matam iti abhiprayaha. Which means there may be countless number of cognitions. Bodha means cognition. There may be countless number of cognitions. in all the cognitions, pertaining to various objects. In all these various experiences, various cognitions pertaining to various objects, discerning the invariably present consciousness and claiming that invariable consciousness alone as the self, and seeing everything in the light of the knowledge of consciousness as being non-separate from oneself, is real Brahma Jnanam, and which is nothing but Swatmani Avasthanam. Abundance in one's own self alone is attainment of or gaining of the moksha. Okay. He says, Bodhasyahi Pratyagatma. Only then there is Brahma Jnanam. Only then there is Atma Jnanam. Atma or Brahman is said to be the known. Only when Atma is understood as the Swarupam of the knower. The Atma is discerned as pure consciousness from the cognitions and distinctly known alone is known. Otherwise, there is no Atma Jnanam. Okay. Bodhasyahi Pratyagatma. Bodhasyahi Pratyagatma Vishayattam Cha Matam Amritatve Hetu. Pratyagatma Vishayattam means what? For this Atma Jnanam or Brahma Jnanam, what is the subject matter of this Jnanam? Pratyagatma Eva Vishayaha. See, for this Brahma Jnanam, Pratibodha Viditam, when you say Brahma Jnanam or Atma Jnanam is that for which the content is, object of knowledge is one's own self, not any other object. Brahma Jnanam or Atma Jnanam is Jnanam for which the content, the object of knowledge is not the object but the very subject. Subject means what? The knower consciousness, the witness consciousness. So Bodhasya Pratyagatma Vishayattam Cha Matam Vishayattam Cha. The Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam is the means of attainment of moksha. And for this Jnanam, subject matter, Vishaya, object of this knowledge is not any object but one's own self. That's what he says. Nahi Atmanaha Anatmatvam Amritatvam Bhavati. Atmanaha Anatmatvam Amritatvam Na Bhavati. So having the status of being anatma does not become the immortality for the self. See, once you are yourself, and mistaking, having anatmatvam, you know, having the status of being anatma does not become immortality for the atma. Anatmatvam atmanaha amritatvam na bhavati. Atmatvam eva amritatvam. What is atmatvam? What is anatmatvam? See, if you seeing oneself as oneself as anything other than the atma is anatmatvam. In seeing oneself as anything other than oneself, there is no amritatvam. In seeing oneself as the one's own self is what? There is amritatvam. If you are yourself, there is amritatvam. If you mistake yourself for body, mind's complex, there is no amritatvam. Anatmatvam na amritatvam bhavati. Atmanaha. For a person, for oneself, anatmatvam amritatvam na bhavati. Anatmatvam means what? Being anything other than oneself is not moksha. is not immortality. Just being one's own self is Atmatvam. Being one's own self means what? Being one's own self is Amritattvam. Not being one's own self means taking anything other than oneself as the Atma is Anatmatvam, which is not immortality, which is not the attainment of immortality. So what Acharya says here, taking anything other than oneself for the self does not become immortality. Atmanah anatmatvam amritattvam na bhavati. Atmatvat atmanah amritattvam. Very beautiful sentence. I want to memorize these sentences. Atmatvat atmanah amritattvam. Attainment of immortality is there for one just by having the status of being with the self. Simply being the Atma, being yourself, only by being oneself, one can attain, one can discover immortality as one's own nature. Atmatvat atmanaha amritattvam. Anatmatvam amritattvam na bhavati. Two sentences. Anatmatvam amritattvam na bhavati. Atmatvat amritattvam. Nirnimittameva. Beautiful. See, for you to be free from all limitations, from fear, to be free from fear, to be free from all limitations, being free from everything unwanted, undesirable. Being free from anything and everything unwanted, undesirable is freedom. Being free from limitations, being free from impurities, being free from blemishes, being free from punya, being free from afflictions, being free from sorrow for good. That is what is freedom. So being free from everything unwanted is freedom. That freedom does not require any effort, does not require the attainment of anything other than knowing. Nirnimittameva. Freedom is absolutely independent of everything. Nirnimittameva freedom. Moksha is nirnimittam. You do not need anything, any effort, any accomplishment, any position or possession for you to be free. Why? It is your very nature. So, amritattvam nirnimittam. Got it? Amritattvam nirnimittam. Amritattvam does not require any effort, anything. All that you need is you must claim yourself, what you are essentially. You must be just yourself. So, being one's own self is Atmatvam. Being anything other than one's own self is Anatmatvam. Being anything other than one's own self means what? Mistaking the Anatma for the Atma. Then, in Anatmatvam, there is no immortality. In Atmatvam, in having the status of just being oneself, there is Amritattvam. And in to be yourself, what effort do you require? Swamiji asks, Nirnimittam. For you just to be yourself, what pramanam you need? What effort you need? What accomplishment you need? Nothing needs to be accomplished. Nothing needs to be done. No effort is required. Understand? No punya, nothing is required for you to be yourself. Therefore, being free is being oneself. Being one's own self. Being one's own self means what? Abundance in oneself. This is the benefit of knowing what you are, essentially. That's why Amritattvam is what now? In just being yourself. For you to be yourself, you must know what you are. because you must, the error has been corrected. Nirnimittameva evam martyatvam atmanaha yad avidyaya anatmatva pratipattihi. In fact, you are always immortal, absolutely immortal. But martyatvam, mortality, is actually yad atmanaha avidyaya anatmatva pratipattihi. Because of mistaking the anatma for the atma, because as a result of ignorance, the avidyaya, because of ignorance, because of mistaking the anatma for the atma, there is mortality. Okay, mortality is superimposed. Anatmatva pratipattihi. Mortality is superimposed upon the self because of mistaking the anatma for the atma, because of ignorance. Otherwise, immortality, there's no immortality at all. Sorry, there's no mortality at all. Immortality is caused by ignorance. The mortality is simply superimposed idea. I am a mortal is a wrong notion caused by ignorance because of mistaking anatma for the atma. Whereas immortality is not caused by anything. Immortality is your nature, nirnimittam. Okay? Indestructibility, immortality, deathlessness, being free from bondage of death is your nature. Immortality is the very swarupam. So to attain immortality, nothing is required. You just have to be yourself. For you to be yourself, you must not mistake yourself for something other than what you are. The word Acharya says, that is why jnanam is the only means. Okay? I'm going to end the class now. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.